Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Charlie Gilbert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Volley Eaves. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Volley Eaves. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Rucker. Batting third. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Babe Young. Batting fifth. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting sixth. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a pop-up into right field. Ott picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ott. Hack moves to third. Stringer moves to second. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young juggles the ball. That's an error on Young. Hack scores. Stringer scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber bunts towards the mound. Hubbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Gilbert moves to second. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into center field. Rucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball four. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a pop-up towards first. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott takes first base on ball four. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rucker. Sturgeon reaches second base with a double. Volley Eaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaves strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sturgeon moves to third. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rucker. Stringer reaches second base with a double. Sturgeon scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-0 in the game. Lieber strikes out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dahlgren moves to third. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Dahlgren scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Cubs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sturgeon hits a pop-up towards first. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Odell Hale pinch hits for Carl Hubbell. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Rucker strikes out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Carpenter now pitching. Volley Eaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaves is 0-for-1 in the game. Eaves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bartel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stringer takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stringer moves to second. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. Lieber strikes out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stringer scores. Gilbert moves to third. It's 6-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead misplays the ball. That's an error on Whitehead. Gilbert scores. Dahlgren moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCullough strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-1 in the game. Danning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danning moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danning scores. Moore moves to third. It's 7-1, Cubs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a fly ball into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Cubs. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Bob Carpenter. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ace Adams now pitching. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Volley Eaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaves is 0-for-2 in the game. Eaves hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Rucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rucker for the out. Bartel moves to second. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ott takes first base on ball 4. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Danning hits a pop-up towards short. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-2 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gilbert moves to third. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gilbert scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Whitehead hits a fly ball into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCullough moves to second. Volley Eaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaves is 0-for-3 in the game. Eaves hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it and throws to second for the out. McCullough moves to third. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Maury Arnovich pinch hits for Ace Adams. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich strikes out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Rucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Wittig now pitching. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stringer. The throw from Danning and he is out, Whitehead applying the tag. One out. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gilbert hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lieber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Danning strikes out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ott moves to third. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ott scores. Moore moves to second. It's 8-3, Cubs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Whitehead hits a pop-up towards short. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nicholson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Cubs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Schumacher now playing center field. Volley Eaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaves is 0 for 4 in the game. Eaves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bartel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett pinch hits for Johnny Wittig. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Bartel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gilbert. Bartel reaches second base with a double. Hartnett moves to third. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher hits a fly ball into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hartnett scores. One out. It's 9-4, Cubs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ott for the out. Bartel moves to third. 2 outs. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 4 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.